Welcome to Recovery Mic Drop, where we're dropping the mic on addiction and recovery. We are two women who have been through the highs and lows of addiction and came out on the other side with a wealth of experience, strength, and hope. We are here to share our stories along with those of other amazing people in recovery and offer a fresh perspective on what it means to live a sober life. So grab a seat, turn up the volume, and get ready for some raw, unfiltered, and inspiring conversation.
Trigger warning, we will be discussing uncomfortable topics and using strong language without hesitation. It seems like in every episode we mention balance at least once. And now we're going to talk about it for a whole episode because I am so bad at it.
Oh, I think if anybody's good at it, let me know. But to me, it feels like I'm on a teeter-totter completely by myself, and I'm, like, just constantly striving to get level, and my ass keeps hitting the ground. I was literally thinking about this. I was like, I need this podcast episode because I'm just all out of whack.
When I was typing my little outline, I was like, man, I need to take the suggestions. I need to really focus because, for me, I have to have a schedule. I have to have an outline, and I have to have things planned out in order for me to give enough attention to all the different aspects of life. Because it's so easy for me to work too much and then not spend enough time with my family or not dedicate enough time to spending with myself or God or self-care, whatever it is. I do that a lot. I just neglect myself in ways and then I feel sick.
I'll have like a good day every once in a while where I'm like superhuman, super mom. I do everything that I want to do my routines, do all the things. And I'm like, okay, I got this. And the next day rolls around and it's the complete opposite. Like, I don't think it is consistent whatsoever. I think striving for it is something that's important because balance just seems unrealistic.
It does, but I really think it's the key to serenity. I think that is how we feel fulfilled. I don't know. I'm not got there yet. So I don't know. I'm just guessing. So balance can help you maintain a healthy and harmonious lifestyle. Balance means finding the right proportion of time, energy, and attention for different aspects of your life, such as physical, mental, emotional, social, and spiritual well-being. It's also something that many of us struggle with, especially in recovery. We often find ourselves swinging from one extreme to the other, or indulging in this too much and neglecting the healthy things that we need to do. I think a lot of people have this issue, not just people in recovery, but especially in early recovery, you know, you're so used to all or nothing. I had to have a new obsession, you know, so I would just eat all the time. I just wanted to eat. Because I was still, you know, I was still unwell, but I was still trying to fill myself with something other than, you know, my relationship with God.
Yeah, I was just thinking back to early recovery. That's really hard. And I think the early parts of recovery outside of a treatment facility, because in there, it's kind of easier to balance things. And I just remember getting out in the overwhelm of life on life, a job, going to meetings, praying, just doing all the things that I knew was good for me and that I had to do was a disaster. Like, I felt like I was on the verge of relapse any minute.
Well, you know, there's all these different areas of life. And even though, like, our lives may look different, there's still these key components, you know. We have to make a living. We don't have to, but these are the things we try to do. You know, so there's work, there's family, there's downtime, you know, there's self-care, and you know, for those of us in recovery, there's our recovery that we also have to maintain. And then also, you know, being healthy, like, you know, practicing healthy habits, that's a part of my life that is very important, but I can neglect it very easily as well. So all these different things, when I am making time and giving attention to all these different areas, I mean, I feel free. I feel lighter. I feel happy. You know, I feel content and I feel, well, I feel closer to God because I forgot to mention God. God is probably the first one on the list, because without God, I don't have any of that other stuff. But yeah, I have to give time and attention to all those different things. And when I start, you know, working too much and not taking care of myself, or it's usually working too much, or indulging in, you know, material things and using that to make myself feel better, which always leaves me empty and, you know, usually filled with regret because I spent money that I can't get back. You know, all those things, they're all okay in moderation, and they're all can be good if you are balancing all of them. It's just so hard. I think that is the key to life, is balance. But man, it is not easy.
No, because you're talking about this whole list of stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. When I neglect even just one thing, like say I do everything else and I neglect one thing in my life, then it's like this ripple effect, because there's important pieces that play a role. And of course, which is that true? I don't know. Because the first thing that I usually neglect and don't keep up with is God, because I feel like my life's too busy, or I'm too tired at night, or I don't have time throughout my day to connect. And then I'm not connecting with anything.
And it really, like you said, it's kind of has like that trickle down effect. But if I'm not connecting to God, if I'm not taking that time, then I am just shit in all other areas, really. You know, I can't focus. I can't keep it together. I get overwhelmed. I'm irritated by little things that shouldn't irritate me, and I'm angry. So it all really starts with that. So if I can do that, and it's got to be like a strict schedule that I have to stick to, because if I slack one day, the rest of the week is shit. You know, I got to be accountable to myself, because, and I have been slipping, like for real slipping. I mean, it's like freaking dark at 5, you know, you feel like it's midnight. I don't want to leave my house.
Something that I've been practicing lately, because I've been experiencing seasonal depression, and guess what? Slipped away from God, wasn't connecting, praying for a few days. And it was getting really, really heavy and hard to carry. And what is wrong with me? I know the solution and know where to get plugged in. Just freaking do it. So what I am just like in the mornings and right before bed is like the time I like to connect. But I've stopped waking up earlier than my son. Then at night, it's like my brain races. And so what I did to like connect with God again, although my brain just like won't freaking stop, is I was like, okay, I don't know where this conversation is going to go, but I'm inviting you in to listen to me talk. That way I'm connecting with somebody and not just like fucking losing my shit. You know what I mean? And it's helped me feel like I'm having a conversation with a friend. You know what I mean? But, and so, I mean, I don't feel 100%, but I have felt better the past few days since I started doing that. Instead of using the excuse that I can't stay on track, or I can't stay connected, or I'm not, you know, I'll make an excuse if there's one to be made.
Yeah. I'll come up with one that doesn't even make sense. And it makes me feel good. Well, not good. I'm not happy you're depressed. But it makes me feel a little better, because I've been going through the same type of thing and just kind of stuck. Just going through the motions, not feeling like I have a purpose, you know, and like even just kind of like I didn't feel well last week when we were supposed to record. And I was just like, whew, I didn't have the energy to do that anyway.
Yeah.
But it was just more about feeling when I get like that, I feel like I don't have anything to offer. You know, I feel like I don't have there's just no purpose. And it happens pretty fast, and I don't even realize it until I'm just, you know, not wanting to do anything.
That's something too. It made me think of this, like you said earlier, like spending time alone with yourself. And I'm someone who like always had to be around other people. Mm-hmm. So when I finally enjoyed me and my alone time, not needing any distractions, I like now I don't balance it out, and I could isolate and do all these things. Like literally, if I had a fleeting thought earlier, maybe we can reschedule. You know, because
yeah, I felt like that earlier too. I'm glad you came and we're doing it.
I know. I was like, Bridget, get your butt out the door. But
go ahead.
I think that's that you just, sometimes it doesn't always feel good. You know, sometimes you're not always motivated. Sometimes you don't always want to do what you know is good for you. But when you do it, you feel better. On my way home, I'm going to be like, I'm so grateful I went.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel better already. But yeah. And when I get down like that, I feel, I don't know, like a fraud or something. Like I'm not human. Like, I got to put on this front for other people. No one gives a shit, honestly.
Yeah. You know? It's funny. I was, like, obsessing about, like, our episode on judgment. And I was like, gosh, I sound like a judgmental asshole. But it's not that I'm a judgmental asshole. It's that, like, I'm not perfect. You know what I mean? And so when we're having bad days or we're sharing real things mm-hmm. that we go through, real thoughts that we have, that's who I connected with when I was listening to people, like, yeah. in meetings or share hope and inspiration. It was the people that were always, like, positive, Polly, everything, sunshine and rainbows, and your life is, like, going to look like this. Like, I was like, who? What? Yeah, like, what real. Is wrong with you? Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's the people who share that stuff that nobody likes to talk about is where I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is normal. I'm not alone.
Yeah. And, you're right. It makes you feel connected. Because we're all human and we all struggle sometimes. But when you're in it, it feels like you're the only one.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the biggest awakening moments I had in treatment was that I was not unique. And I used to think everything I went through was like personal and nobody knew about it. And nobody had the pain that I had or the struggles that I had. Yeah. But yeah, I could do that today.
Yeah, me too.
So when we lack having balance... And I'm just going to say striving for balance, trying. I don't think anybody's going to be perfect at it. When you lack that, like you said earlier, you indulge and obsess about one thing and you neglect all these parts about your life. I was just thinking earlier, if here's my little crazy thoughts again, if I was to die tomorrow, would I be happy with today? And I was like, no. I would have wished I did a little bit different. You know what I mean? Maybe been more present. Maybe talked to God longer. Maybe reached out to somebody that I cared about and let them know I loved them. And just take care of myself and my family and the people I love. Like, I haven't done balance my life in a few weeks, right? But I'm trying to think of an analogy. I can't think of a good one off the top of my head. What's a good analogy for this? Okay, so I'll explain it with a shitty one. All right. So...
Yeah, that's what you get here, shitty analogy.
The key components, like you as a human being, I mean, you need food, water, love. You need mm-hmm. all these things, you know, God.
Shelter.
So there's going to be balance to take care of all those things. Mm-hmm. So like maybe you're making a cake. Well, if you just add flour to the cake, that's going to be a shitty cake.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a bad analogy, ain't it? But you got to add everything else to make it good.
Yeah.
To make it enjoyable. Good.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and it makes, you know, perfect sense.
It's funny because I will, now that we're just having this episode, it makes me think of where I lack, but...
Me too. Like, I'm just sitting here like, oh my God, I'm awful, and I'm looking at the suggestions. It's like, assess your current situation. Okay, well, that's what we're doing right now. And I feel like a failure.
Well, anything in my life, I just obsess about it. Reading. Yeah. I can't start reading books or it'll control my life. And that's all I want to do.
Well, I feel like it's about that, you know, that addict in me, that being a person in recovery. I'll pick one thing and I will obsess. And I'll run it into the ground and I'll neglect other things that I need to do. Yeah, it's a whole problem. I used to work out. Do yoga like all the time, which was good. And I miss doing it. But now it's like I haven't done it in forever because I can't get my butt to the gym or I can't get my butt to a class, which is literally half a block away. I just can't get myself up to do it. I don't know. But I do know. I know that it starts with me connecting to God because I know what makes me feel better. I know what makes me feel like a better person and makes me feel happier. I know that stuff, but I've been neglecting it. I haven't been, you know, journaling or doing much self-reflection, just kind of feeling it. That's the only word for it. That's how I feel. And I haven't been doing anything to work on it. And then I'm like, and I'm going to do a podcast about balance and I can't even freaking handle my own shit. I'm a fraud.
I have balanced days sometimes.
Yeah, I've had them. They were good.
Get you on the flip side.
Yeah. So I have to prioritize. And I know that that's a big one. And I've been thinking, actually, the other day I was in the shower and I was thinking, I need to make a list. I need to actually plan out a schedule daily and then weekly, of things that I need to do to make myself feel happier. Maybe happier isn't the right word, but more at peace, more like myself and closer to God. And I still haven't done it, but I know that I need to, because I'm one of those types of people. I have to, like, you know, put it in black and white. I have to really focus on it and I have to write it down, because then it seems more real. Yeah. Like, I actually made a commitment because I wrote this down.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I like a routine too.
Yeah.
It's if I just like pre-wall it throughout the day.
Because,
I don't like that.
Yeah. Because I'll say I'm going to get up and I'm going to pray and I'm going to meditate. I'm going to do a little bit of yoga, or I'm going to go to the gym or whatever. And I'll wake up and it's like I never even had that thought. I don't know who I am. I don't know who that bitch was last night, but I ain't doing none of that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's not. I'm sad. I need to get off my ass and do some stuff. So yeah, that's I'm going to commit to doing that this week. Before we record again, you ask me if I've done it, but I'm going to sit and I'm going to write down just a daily thing, like a checklist, things that I would like to do that I know are good for me.
Maybe even create time blocks.
Yes.
And so, like, for 2 hours, I'm going to work and I'm not working.
It's going to take me 3 hours to do this because I'm going to obsess over how it looks.
Yeah, that helps. I need to do that too. Put out time blocks to have specific times for everything. And that sounds crazy, but I can get carried away and like not even know. And something I've been experiencing too, because I really try every day. I really do try to balance in some way. Some days it's a crap show and maybe I like was able to balance like 10%. But I feel like there's not enough time throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing.
That's why, yeah, there's not enough time throughout the day.
I wake up and immediately have a to-do list, and none of it is, you know, pray or exercise or eat healthy or, you know, spend time with my kid. I mean, it's not, and that's sad because my to-do list is work-related, or, you know, I got to go to the store, I got to get these groceries, I got to do some laundry, I got to clean the house, I got to, and the thing is, I don't have to do. I mean, I need to go to work, but I don't have to do any of that other stuff. It will get done eventually. The world is not going to fall apart if I don't do the laundry and mop the floor. I just need some perspective, as usual. Because I'm obsessing over the wrong things.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So there is no balance because I'm giving all my attention and energy to these superficial things. And it's really what it is. And I'm not taking care of, like, me and what I need. How can I be of service? How can I help someone? How can I connect to God? How can I be the person God would have me be? No, I'm running around like a chicken with its head cut off, doing all this crazy shit, getting angry about it because I'll never meet my own expectations. And then it just flows out that way. And then I'm just kind of a bitch. And then people don't want to be around me because I am making myself crazy. Mm. I need to do some reflection. So balance.
This is why recovery is hard. Mm-hmm. Because the wrong thing, the thing that doesn't make you feel good in the end, is the easiest thing to do. What the heck is that about?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess like anything good having takes work. Isn't easy. I don't freaking know. But for instance, like I noticed last week, there was a few days, probably 2 or 3 days, I wasn't like intentionally sitting down and hanging out with my son. Yes, he would, you know, be by my side all day, help me clean, help me do this. But he was helping me like take care of duties. You know?
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, he was along for the ride. But I didn't sit down and I was thinking about, you know, whatever. But I wasn't really there. And I had thought about it. And so the next day I made it a point to spend majority of that day, you know, doing what he wanted to do, whether that was, you know, call her or drive his car, do all these things. And I felt at peace the whole time. I was like, ugh. It's easy to just not work out, not eat healthy, not take care of your recovery, not pray, because going on autopilot sometimes just, it's easier, which is crazy. What did I do the other day? Oh, I had misplaced something. I got something out of the mail. Literally hadn't even like used it. And I went to go use it and I couldn't find it. And it was in a freaking box. Like it was a big box. it, like 3 weeks went by and I was like, I know it's here. And I found it and I put it somewhere where I just would have never thought. And that's how much I run on autopilot sometimes. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's no, like, what in the ditto. Heck?
Yeah.
Sriracha sauce, I like to put it on my food. And for some reason, the point of when it comes to putting it on my food, I black out. And then it's like way too hot to eat every single time. It's like it's just, I'm not here sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I hate that. It's miserable. I'm not living. I'm not being in the present. I'm not connecting with God. I'm not connecting to anybody because I'm just in freaking la la land.
And it's scary when you think back to like how long I ran like that when I was using or not using. I still wasn't, you know, I wasn't in the moment. I wasn't present. I had no self-awareness. You know, I was so disconnected. And it's scary when you think about, like, you know, some people may live their whole life that way, you know, with these moments of clarity that they soon forget. Because I feel like that's what I'm doing right now. I had this great moment of clarity and all these good intentions. And I want to do all this stuff I said, but like, will I? Tune in next week.
I think, yeah, that's something. Because I literally on the way here was like, oh my gosh, I need to talk about balance because I'm struggling. But something that hit me a few weeks ago is I was talking to a family member who was concerned about another family member. And he was like, well, he seems to be doing good, but he eats his food really fast. Like he's done with it. Bear with me. He's done with dinner in like 5 minutes, like eats it super fast. And I'm just like, okay. And he said, he's just not in the present. He's not here. Something's bothering him. His mind's elsewhere. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I eat my food in 5 minutes. Yeah. Like I'll be the first one done eating food from out of everybody. And it's like, I noticed that I'm always in a rush. The other day I was like doing laundry and I'm like, you know what I mean? And it's like, chill out. Nothing's happening.
Yeah,
you know
I get I mean? Like that too.
Slow down. Mm-hmm. Take a breath. Like when I drove here, I didn't speed. I'm just like, you know, because I'm trying to slow the heck down. And I think that makes time go by faster when you're like, bleh.
Yeah. And you know, something I thought of when you gave that list of all the stuff, like prayer and meditation, and I can't remember everything you said, eat healthy, you know, exercise, maybe journal or, you know, make a gratitude list or do some self-reflection. All of that stuff kind of really requires you to take a look at yourself, you know, because even, you know, if you're working out, you're doing it with the intention of becoming healthier and bettering yourself. So all of that really, you have to really stop and you're doing this with a purpose versus autopilot. And it's just easier sometimes to be stuck in the chaos. I got to get this done. I will do that too. Like I got to be somewhere and I'm angry at traffic or, you know, just cleaning like a mad person thinking like, I don't know, like there's like the house is going to explode. Like why am I in such a hurry? You know, the dirt will still be there. I don't know. I don't know why we do that. And it's really miserable. And I do it a lot and then I'll get irritated. Like I got so much important shit I gotta do.
Yeah, it's a relief too. Like when I caught myself doing it the other day, I breathed and I was like, oh, I can chill out.
Yeah.
And I felt so much better. Like, oh, what is
that's really a good coping skill to have, to just be able to stop and take a few deep breaths and be like, okay, why am I so crazy? Why am I rushing? Why do I feel like a buzzer's about to go off and I'm going to lose. You know?
I do it. When I had that thought the other day, I do it a lot. And after, you know, because this family member of mine's like in the present, you know what I mean? And so I was, you know, evaluating my life and I'm like, why do I do everything so fast? I mean, I brush my teeth like it's a race.
Oh, God, me too.
I pee like I have 0.2 seconds to do it.
Because it feels like almost not wanting to miss anything in life. Like there's so much to do and so many things you got to see and experience. Meanwhile, you're missing everything in life.
Yeah.
Because you are just focused on the task.
Yeah. And then the achievement of the task is never there because you're on to the next thing. Yeah. It's just this constant, like, just, oh gosh, it is so hard to be in the present, but also so easy. But that's the moment. That's life. That's God, like right here, right now. And I ignore it. So, of course, I'm not balancing anything.
Well, we got some work to do.
Hope this was helpful.
Hope you feel better about your life, because we're a fucking mess.
Oh, gosh. But and everything is contradicting, too, because like you said at the beginning, like all of our episodes, it's like it's a balance, because you can overdo or underdo all these things. But it's just, it's work and something to, that I have to remind myself, because I'm someone who, I'm my own worst enemy. I'm the hardest person. Like, you can't be mean to me. I'm like way more mean to myself. And so I have to give myself some grace and understand that I'm not perfect. I'm never going to be fully balanced 100% every single day. As long as I'm trying, giving myself grace, stopping, breathing, letting it go, and connecting instantly. Like, as soon as I realize it, connecting to God. Doesn't matter if I'm in the grocery store.
Yeah. And I think that's really important. Just, yeah, having a little bit of patience with yourself. Being like, okay, you're getting crazy again. Let's take a few deep breaths and let's, you know, keep moving, because it's not important. What's important is that we do get to actually experience our life.
How relieving is that?
It's amazing.
Oh, right now is all you got to worry about.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We have a quote. Actually, I have two. Balance is not something you find. It's something you create. Jonna Kingsford. I didn't laugh. Oh, yeah. I have another one. You read this one.
Okay. Let me read it to myself in case I don't like it.
It's the first one.
Oh, okay. The key to keeping your balance is knowing when you've lost it. Anonymous.
Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous.